This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure. Pleasure. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air. And the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, actually being part of the solution at that point. Always appreciate the time. Dan Pilla, trying to get him connected. Love to hear what he has. Got a lot going on with the IRS. A lot that we need to know about. Right? love this. You know, the left always has something to say about diversity, equity, and inclusion when something has nothing to do with diversity, equity, and inclusion. That they think it just keeps them on top. If you're always looking for something wrong, you can always find something wrong. You don't even have to work hard at it. Mel Gibson's new John Wick TV series. He's defending the casting there. You know, because there's so much of a backlash over he's chosen for his cast members. It's nobody's business. Just don't watch the show. Right? Mark Wahlberg and Mel Gibson were on the Ingram Angle when they talked about the film Father Stu and the impact faith had on them during difficult times. Nobody else's business. You don't have to watch it. The director of The Continental from the world of John Wick, he defended casting Mel Gibson in the prequel TV series, saying the personal life stuff is not anybody's business. Albert Hughes, who directed two or three of the upcoming episodes, chose Gibson through the usual process, he said. He said, I cast Gibson based on his past work. I grew up on a lot of what he's done. He said, I think he fit the role perfectly. I think once fans see it, they'll understand why. Now, Gibson was chosen to play the role of Cormac. Cormac manages the New York Continental in the show, which will, I guess it's going to premiere this week. Now, social media is having a freaktoid moment when Gibson is being casted. Right? John Wick without, I guess, was it Cano? Reeves was there? He's been replaced by Gibson? Well, it's not Wick at all. It's a prequel, you Maronis. Right? I mean, seriously, so it's a movie or it's a series before the series that you watched, how it got there. I mean, I watched Young Sheldon and I watched, what was it, that whatever it is, The Big Bang Theory. You couldn't have Sheldon. You couldn't have the guy who plays Sheldon at a later age play him at an early age, could you? I mean, again, just amazing. And this is the Hollywood people bowing down to social media, or in this case, they didn't, thank God. And that's where it has to stop. You have to stop giving in to these people. Look at They may not show up. Those few freakoids may not be there. Who cares? I mean, seriously, if you're going to bow down to those people, everything they say, every direction they sneeze in, it's over for you. You're done. You know what's really funny? I'm switching gears with you. I'm just running all over the place right now. Yeah, I always hear about how Trump couldn't keep the White House together. You know, he was all these people that he had to fire. He got rid of whatever people who didn't do their jobs. Yeah, the Biden White House has gone through quite a few people, too. You just don't hear about it because the mainstream media doesn't carry it. They don't care to carry it, frankly. But the one I love the most is, remember the guy that was, you know, he was around our nuclear waste? Yeah, remember him? Real peach of a guy. Well, the police found female designer stolen clothes in his home. Right? They issued a search warrant, went into his home. What an outstanding young man. Woman, girl, it, whatever. I don't know. He changes from time to time. Now, the police returned those articles of clothing. You know, they found him, but they issued a search warrant on his home. He was the Department of Energy's official spokesperson. It's just amazing. He's caught wearing these dresses at two different airports. Well, I guess he gets the attention he wants, doesn't he? God bless. This stuff, you can't make this stuff. Can you imagine somebody writing, what was it called, The West Wing? You guys in the chat room, what was that show called about the White House? Was it called The West Wing? Something like that? Right, can you imagine writing something like that? The West Wing on drugs, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. And putting these real-life stories in there? Nobody would believe it. Nobody would buy it. Probably nobody would watch it. Right? Again, just amazing to me. And he tried to say several times that he picked up the bags by accident. No, you didn't. And you know you didn't. This guy's been charged in multiple states now with baggage theft. He's been charged in multiple states with stealing. I mean, some of these things, thank God, you know, he should have done it in California. He would have got away with it. In Las Vegas, he's been charged with grand larceny. I mean, some of the products that he stole were up to $5,000 a dress. Good luck with that. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I like Joey Biden's team. Another one headed off to prison here soon. You remember the bald-headed one? Identified pretty much as nothing. Gets picked up at a couple of airports. He's stolen luggage. But he stole the luggage of particular people, and they were designers, you know, dress designers. So this wasn't an accidental thing. It happened more than once, and he's so sick he was caught wearing the product. Just amazing. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. The luggage wasn't worth a whole bunch, like $2,500, but one of the dresses alone was worth like $8,000. I'm not into that stuff. I can't imagine. And frankly, I don't want to know. All right, perfect. This is the guy I've been waiting for. Right, Chip Roy from Texas. He vented frustration as Republican colleagues are opposing a stopgap proposal to avert government shutdown. All right, and I they throw these things together last minute. Wonder why they don't work. They don't wonder why. They know why. And he's finally speaking up. He's like, look, enough. Let's stop doing this. It doesn't work. It won't fix anything. If a Republican opposes a 30-day 8% cut to non-defense, non-veteran federal government with the best border security bill we've ever had to attach to it, I honestly don't know what to say about my fellow Republicans. Well, call them what they are. No, really, they're not looking to fix. If they fix stuff, if they have to fight for stuff, do they have to put up with the consequences and or the rewards? I don't know if too many of them have the guts to do it. Right? Now, you got, I don't know. Roy came out and used one of my lines. He said he was an equal opportunity stupid basher. You know, he's going to bash stupid people. He doesn't understand it. They promised, he said, you know, we promised the American people this is what we're going to do. We need to do it. They were negotiating with a Freedom Caucus, included Roy, and Main Street Caucus unveiled their proposal for a continuing resolution. You'll hear them called CRs. You take a look at it on Sunday night. It would cut discretionary spending by the gov by 8%. Right? It pulls out, though, military and veterans affairs. They can't touch those. You know, the people keeping us safe, right? More than a dozen conservatives, though, voiced opposition to the deal. They said, look, we want to see commitments on total spending from all 12 appropriation bills. We don't want the all 12 to exceed $1.4 trillion before they go on to move on. They're spending way too much money. We the people, can't keep up with it. They're spending way too much money. Now, one of the holdout members of the House Freedom Caucus, which is, you know, Roy. Roy told reporters outside the House Judiciary Committee hearing that, right now, again, everything is centered on what we'll be spending top line and getting appropriations done. I mean, I am happy if we can move a couple of appropriation bills at $1.4 trillion. Right? I'd be on board with doing that, but you know, we don't have agreement on that. And so they want to keep spending more and more and more and more and more money. Stop. There's no more money to spend. At some point in time, you got to say, it ain't going to happen. Hours earlier, Republican Study Committee Chair Kevin Hearn out of Oklahoma, he unveiled an amendment to the CR plan aimed at us going after GOP holdouts, or helping them anyway. According to the summary, the plan is a 30-day stopgap funding bill known as a continuing resolution that would cut government spending by about $130 billion, drop in a bucket. From the current fiscal year, it would also include the House GOP's border security bill, known as H.R. 2. So, you know, they would have to veto it along with vetoing, you know, the raises for the military, all kinds of stuff. The problem is, it doesn't do anything to help us with the DOJ issue either. These guys just need to grow a spine and do it. Now, Roy said, I have a great respect for the RSC chairman and for what they're trying to do, but I mean, CRs right now are dead in the water because you got to block. You got a block of people who don't want to do a CR. These guys know this is coming. They know the budget's coming. They know what they have to do with it. They know how much money they have to spend. And what do you get? Bupkis. Nothing. Wrong. Dead wrong. If you don't have agreement that we need to move an 8% cut to non-defense, non-veteran spending with an unbelievably strong border bill, You know, eliminating dollars to the Department of Defense is amazing. And if they don't need us to keep money going, then you're done. This is why you got to do this stuff up front. You do it out front, you sell it to the American people, and then you move on. Just nuts. It's just nuts they can't figure this out. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, you know, 5563. The only county deputy sheriff that was ambushed the other night and killed, right? George Gascon announced several charges against Kevin Catano Salazar. The sheriff was ambushed, flat out ambushed. Salazar was taken into custody on Monday. During a Wednesday press conference, Gascon announced Salazar was charged with murder, along with special circumstances charge of killing a peace officer, lying in wait, and by means of discharge of a firearm from a motor vehicle. Now, he entered all pleas of not guilty, obviously. One of his pleas is not guilty by reason of what? Insanity. That's right. He's going to try to get off on an insanity. Boy, can you imagine what that's going to do to rank and file? Klinkerbrumer, 30, was found, this is the deputy, in his patrol car with a gunshot wound outside the Sheriff's Palmdale station. That's in northern Los Angeles County. He was pronounced dead. It's just amazing. The cowardice behind somebody coming up behind them and doing that. Right? You're not a hero. You know anything. You're nothing but just a coward. Joe Mazzino, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's now the sixth day of the United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers. Nearly 13,000 auto workers remain on strike at three plants in Missouri, Ohio, and Michigan. And the number could rise in the next couple days. Two hearings are expected to be held on Friday in Brian Koberger's case. Lisa Taylor with more.
He's the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students last year. The judge approved to hold one hearing behind closed doors. The defense will argue the indictment was based on a biased grand jury. The second hearing will be a motion to dismiss the indictment based on grounds there was an error in grand jury instructions.
Stocks are down, ending the day on Wall Street. This comes after Federal Reserve decided to pause its rate hiking campaign to fight inflation. The Fed hinted one more rate hike is most likely in the cards for this year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just, you know, seriously, being involved in the conversation. You've got to be involved in the conversation. If you're not involved in the conversation, then you don't have the information you need, and it's a problem. Seriously, no joke. And I do appreciate the time that you are hanging out with us. Anyway, like I said, appreciate the time you're spending with us. Always involved, engaged, love it, love the conversation. All right, let's move on with. I've got so many stories. Having trouble getting Dan Pella on. I promise I'll make this work somehow, some way or the other. We'll make this work anyway. The we were talking about, you know, Gascon here in Los Angeles County, deputy that was recently shot. I'm really curious to see how this plays out. I mean, he's going to be in a heck of a fight this year. I really believe, I really hope that he gets a run for his money. He doesn't get to stay in that seat. You know, when you have situations like this, these murders on these sheriffs, on these deputies, there's no reason for it. You know, we've got these cases all over the place, but this one, there was too much light on for him to blow off and ignore. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566, so you get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Right? Don't be part of the problem by being ignorant. All right. I had so much I wanted to get to with Dan, I got to throw it in, right? Now, Pierce, former FBI D.C. supervisor, D'Antono, he was lying to the House. No, this can't be a real story. Can somebody check this, see if it's real? I can't imagine that somebody at the FBI would lie to the superiors, would lie to their investigators. I'm just saying. Anyway, about the number of FBI operatives embedded in the crowds, nobody seemed to know who was there. First it was, no, there weren't any FBI operatives. Then there was, we don't really know how many, or we don't really know, right? From nobody was there to we don't really know. I'm not sure if we had anybody. They were all over the place. Apparently, they didn't sit in a room and work it out. But the House Judiciary Republicans sent a letter Tuesday that includes transcribed testimony from former assistant director in charge of the Washington field office, Stephen D'Antiono. D'Antiono testified that the FBI had numerous confidential human sources, CHSs, in the Trump crowd on January 6th. In fact, they had so many FBI operatives in the crowd, they had no idea how many there were actually there. Now, he was the head of the FBI's Detroit field office as the Bureau was investigating an alleged kidnapping attempt to get that Michigan Governor Gretchen. Now, as the local news source notes, trial testimony alleged that the plot wasn't just investigated, but instigated by the FBI. Let me rephrase that. Let me say that again. The plot wasn't just investigated by, but it was instigated by the FBI. The jury heard that the Bureau's informants, or heard the Bureau informants on drugs to those who were eventually charged in a plot before recording their conversations that sometimes outnumbered plotters during the meeting. This whole thing was hatched, paid for, and laid out by the FBI. You know, eventually these people, they've got a crack. If they truly love this country, they truly came forward, they joined the FBI, they joined the DOJ, they joined the CIA to keep us safe. Eventually, you know, they're going to have to step forward and make a difference, make a change. Discuss, if you would. For over 2 years now, the Gateway Pundit, they've been reporting on the FBI informants and the feds. You got to head over there and check them out, seriously. GatewayPundit.com. So the info, from early reports or earlier reports, the FBI infiltrated the Proud Boys, right? And at least one FBI informant said the Proud exonerated the Proud Boys of any conspiracy, right? Think about that. But yet they still got nailed. How? Right. This shows you over and over and over again. We're hearing from whistleblowers, people truly love the country. Talk about how, I don't know how these guys went to jail. They weren't part of the conspiracy. We did the investigation here at the FBI. We found nothing on them. There was never any planning by the Proud Boys to overthrow the U.S. government. This doesn't come from Joe. This comes from whistleblowers inside who are willing to swear to this. On Thursday afternoon, September 30th at 3:45 p.m., Eastern, the FBI raided Jeremy Brown's home, arrested Jeremy, charges trespassing. The FBI said 20 vehicles for his arrest. Isn't it funny? Whatever comes to a conservative, right? Guys fighting for the, you know, to get make sure that there's information out there for young ladies to make a choice whether to have an abortion or not, to give them info. Right, those people are arrested, thrown in jail, harassed. And also, Jeremy Brown, he never entered the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. His real crime, when you look at his testimony, came back around to the fact that he wouldn't be an informant for the FBI. He wouldn't tell a lie. He wouldn't put something out there that wasn't true. They couldn't handle that. Right, look at the testimonies you're seeing where they've actually had to threaten people. The FBI, that is. Right, if you do this, we'll do that. We'll lighten up on you over here. People, that's just wrong on so many levels. Isn't it? I mean, do you care? And isn't it? God, 855 for Joe, 855-732-5563. Yes, I know, I saw that too, guys. See, I told you they're smart in the chat room. Right? The White House is forming a new youth program on climate change with young people. That's right, they're going to do everything they can. Matter of fact, it's not just climate change. I actually heard they were doing one on gun safety. Well, if you leave the schools alone, they can come up with their own gun safety programs. And they can actually teach kids about gun safety at schools. Of all the crazy, insane things that we teach them. Right? We can't teach them gun safety. Should they come across a gun? Should they be in a situation where guns are present? Why wouldn't you teach them to be safe? Really, you got to ask the question. Why wouldn't you want to do that? What are you afraid of? The idea is to totally disarm everybody. I don't know if you guys heard about this one, too. Hunter Biden's lawyers were trying to make it so Hunter didn't have to appear in court to hear the charges. Yeah, it might hurt his feelings or something. I don't know. Now, Trump had to be there, but not him. So a magistrate judge on Wednesday ordered Hunter Biden to appear in person. You know, had his arraignment on September 26th. Hunter was indicted on federal gun charges last week. Biden was indicted in a Delaware court on three counts related to his possession of a firearm while using drugs. Two of the counts carry back. See, he gave it away in his book, told what he did, which shows you that he just felt like he was totally above reproach. Two of the counts carry a maximum prison sentence of 10 years, while the third has a maximum of 5. He could face 25 years in prison. He won't face 25 minutes in prison. Special Counsel David Weiss indicated that Hunter Biden, after the sweetheart plea, indicted. Hunter was also charged with one count of false statement in the purchase of a firearm, one count of false statement related to information required to be kept by federal firearms license dealers, and one count of possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful user or addicted to controlled substances. Biden is expected to plead not guilty. Of course he is. But what I love is the judge rebuffed Hunter's request to appear for his attorneys to appear for his arraignment. And he orders him to appear in person. I mean, again, why would he even ask? They turned down Trump. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And there is, you know, there is a solution here to all of this. Some of you don't think so, I know. We can win this. We can still win this. You just got to get involved. You got to know what you're talking about. You got to get involved. You got to be willing to fight it out. I know plenty of people that talk really tough. I mean, plenty. But they're not. They won't do what it takes to fight through the situation. It's okay. Everybody's got where they need to be. Everybody has their job or should know what their job is and they should carry out their job. But get informed first, okay? Anyway, we're talking about Hunter Biden's legal team who don't want him to actually have to show up for the indictment. And the judge is like, no, we're not doing this. Now, they tried to play the fast one, but they look at, Your Honor, you know, the financial impact on the government resources and, wow, the logistical burden because, you know, you got Secret Service protection and got to shut down portions of the city. Right. You know, a prosecutor said, you know, really, seriously, it's important to promote the public's confidence that the defendant is being treated consistent with other defendants. Yeah, this is a smokescreen to say he's being treated just like Trump. That's all this is. I don't see anything coming out of this, right? The judge wrote that in his 12 years on the bench, with the exception of the pandemic, he can't recall ever having conducted an initial appearance other than in person. So watch for more to come from these people. The more they can keep him out of the eye, Hunter, that is, the better off they perceive themselves to be. Or the better chance, better place they perceive themselves to be. You know, whenever something went sideways, when Trump was president, somebody got hurt, somebody got killed, whatever, didn't you find it amazing that this is just great. That they always said the blood of these people is on Trump's hands. By now working on the gun thing, the blood of the people killed by guns are on Trump's hands. They just never stop with that kind of mantra. But you see so many murders now. A, by illegal aliens that broke the law and came over the border. Fentanyl deaths are up. Of fentanyl that's coming over the border, don't you have to sit there and think to yourself, well, isn't this on Biden? Isn't this his administration that's not doing anything about this? Shouldn't the blood of these people be on his hands? What is it, fentanyl deaths are up 300%? Why doesn't he get tagged with that? You have to ask yourself those questions. So a Peruvian illegal alien who shouldn't be here to begin with, he's released into the U.S., right, by the Biden regime, which is a great name for it. He brutally murders Americans in Houston. And nothing. The DOJ, nothing. You know, Department of Homeland Security, nothing. These people need to come together and figure out how to make this happen. We already know. Just secure the border, close it up, finish it off. Put a moat up with alligators in it. 64-year-old Roberto Emilio Vasquez Santa Maria is an illegal immigrant from Peru who invaded in May. He brutally murdered a 40-year-old American citizen in Houston. Roberto illegally passed into Eagle Pass, Texas in May and was released into the country by the Biden regime with a court date set for 2025. Anybody alive? Anybody around? See, I am so on board with Trump when he said he's going to put the biggest deportation team together there is. And all these people that came in like this, load them up on trains. Load them up on planes. They got here by train. They are not all here for a better life. And like he said, so true. What you're seeing happen. Look at the lines of these people. They are not families coming here for a better life. And if you guys are swallowing that, you know, listen, all these conspiracy theories you said that the Trumpsters had, boy, the majority of them, I don't mean 51%, I'm talking up in the 90s, came true. Yes, they weren't conspiracy theories, were they? An illegal immigrant from Peru, which should never have made it into the country. Now, I don't know exactly how the law is written, but basically, if you are one country, if your country's border touches ours, there are exceptions made for you coming in. If you're two borders away, no, you don't get just to walk over the border. It's just amazing. Multiple Customs and Border Protection sources told a local news source that the Peruvian National Crossing, illegally the Eagle Pass, it was a key crossing area for illegal immigrants seeking entry back in May. They would do what they could to grab as many as they could, but they didn't have the resources to fix it. He was processed and released with a notice to appear. The court date was not until 2025. The court, it was, now check this out. He was given a notice to appear in court for immigration removal proceedings. Would you show up? He was transferred to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, who released him into the care of a non-governmental organization and enrolled in monitoring via alternative. So what they do is they give these other, they pay these other organizations to track these people, to make sure they know where they are. Yeah, not working out, is it? No, because they're not going to do it. They're going to take the money and run. It's not going to stop. And when you, again, when you look at the line of people trying to get in, when you look at the lines under the bridges, right, looking for access, there's not many women and children. Now, when I say not many, I'm looking at probably what looks to be, my God, that's got to be 500 people. And I peruse, I zoom in and peruse, I'm not seeing any women. I'm not seeing any of the kids. They can't figure that out. They don't have the facial recognition to make this happen. No, you're right. One of you has said it. They don't care. They just don't care. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Again, former U.S. Capitol Police Chief Steve Sons came out again saying that he had missed the federal assets of the U.S. Capitol grounds on January 6th. He knew the feds were there. He knew they were there. He gave House Judiciary Committee a testimony. And there were numerous FBI confident human resource agents, like we said. But the chief of police knew they were in the crowd. Funny how the feds said they didn't know. Who's lying? There was a question by Representative Greg Murphy. He asked Chief Soon questions about law enforcement, you know, being embedded in the crowd, whether or not there was a process for the federal agency to be on Capitol grounds in plain clothes. He said, do you know if the FBI or the DHS had any plain clothes employees in the crowd on January 6th? The chief responded, only what I'm learning from the GAO report that came out recently. And it's available to everybody. It doesn't stop with these people. And we're supposed to trust them. And we're supposed to believe them. And we're supposed to believe that they're here for our good, that they're here to protect us. That's gone. Those days are gone. That's over. Just amazing. And if you do anything to try to protect anyone, at all, right, then you're the criminal. You're the terrorist. See, I said it 15 years ago, 14 years ago, when I started noticing these words were being changed, right? You're looking at it and you're saying, wait a minute. They're changing the meaning of the use of the words in the sentence, but they don't mean them the way they're supposed to be meant. They're changing the meanings of these words. And when you saw that start happening, the antennas go up in the back of your head, you start asking all kinds of questions, you're going, whoa, 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 wait a minute, what's happening here? What's going on? It is a big deal. You are allowed to question it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We come back. Got a bunch of stuff I want to try to get through. New York City is considering removing a statue of George Washington. God. Doesn't stop. Not going to stop till we stop it. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Don't go far. Lot more coming up in the next hour.